Hello and welcome back to Eureka Productions. I'm your host, as always, Matt Eureka, and I haven't uploaded in a long time. I'm almost a year now. I think because for a while I almost gave up on poetry, on writing a little bit, and yeah, I've changed jobs, so changed a lot. And I think sometimes it feels like I lose my talent, I think. And I was chatting with a close friend of mine, and he reminded me that you don't really lose your talent, you just, not permanently, you sometimes lose it, but you always get it back. And I think I just been in isolation a long time because I was scared that, you know, I'm washed up now. But then I realized how young I actually am. You know, I'm only 25 and there's a lot of time hopefully left in my life right now. So, yeah. This episode is based on isolation, I think. It's something I struggle with the most. So, and probably plenty of other people do as well. Also, it doesn't help with my depression, so this is me trying to fight it and trying to believe again, I think. So this is a poem I wrote as I met someone recently who reminded me to create. So this is a poem that I wrote. It's called A Moment. It was me and you, transfixed in that place by each other. There was nothing else, just me and you, lovers from past life, with one moment that I'll never forget. Everything that I suffered mattered not. It was just me and you in that time, in that place, and you cut through my core and plucked out my softness. The real me, you saw my soul and I saw your soul. Unburdened for a second that the future was not ours to share. But I believed it had been in a past life. Our souls had entwined and imprinted on each other. It was just a moment, but it was a moment that would stick with me and guide me. Thank you for letting me meet you again for a second. But yeah, so that was a moment. I hope you enjoyed that. But yeah, on to a thing I'd like to talk about a bit more than I did in the intro. Isolation is a real thing. And it's something that does affect me. So I think that's why I like to make this podcast. So it feels like, one, is good for me, I guess. So it feels like I'm talking to someone. But this is also for everyone else as well. So they have someone to listen to. Because obviously there's a lot going on in the world, you know, war, cost of living. If you're in the UK, you're in a recession, and yeah, things look like they're getting harder and everything's more expensive now. And yeah, the world is changing. For me, it doesn't seem like it's for the, in a good way, but I'm still here despite all that, because I believe, well, I try to believe that there's still hope. And I think I've always thought about hope wrong. You know, you can lose it, but it's not about always having it. I think it's about trying to have it. It's like, despite everything, despite if people treat you badly, and you will find that person who treats you well, even if, you know, not romantically, just platonically, I think. And I, you know, I have people who do treat me well. But I've lost a lot of people in my life that didn't treat me as well. And, you know, at the time, I, you know, some of them, I loved them. They were my world. And when you lose them, it does feel like your world is ending. But I want this to remind you that it didn't end for me. I'm still going. So that should hopefully give you hope to go and live. And hopefully, if you are in trouble, that you can ask for help. It doesn't make you weak. Actually makes you strong, because you've been fighting such a long time, and I'm proud of you. I hope that helps. But yeah, this has been quite emotionally hard, this episode, for me to do. So I think I'm going to end it here. Hopefully you'll be back with more episodes this year, which, you know, I say a lot, but yeah, I'll try my best. But this is hopefully proof that I'm still here. If I'm still here, you can make it. You know, you'll be okay. This is hopefully giving you hope.